Also in Washington, the career of one of the city's most powerful lobbyists has come to an ignominious end in the last 24 hours. Jack Abramoff yesterday pleaded guilty to 3 federal counts of fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy to bribe public officials. Yesterday on this program, we noted that some members of Congress are probably worried. Our friends at Slate Magazine said, no, they're in a panic. John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, wrote the piece that's up at slate.com. John, are members of Congress and other politicians we're talking about in danger of actual criminal prosecution? And if so, what for?
Well, there's some that are in danger of criminal prosecution, and those would be the ones who took the money, took the trips, and then acted on behalf of the clients that Abramoff was representing. The bigger group, though, are the Republicans in control of Congress who are worried for the political fallout. And because a lot of the ones who've been targeted or are at least being investigated tend to be Republicans, and because Abramoff was close to the Republican leadership, the real worry for Republicans in Washington is what this scandal may do for their election hopes in 2006, and how the public might react when basically it's uncovered the way lobbyists and lawmakers do business.
Other members of Congress in your list, John, Representative Robert Ney, a Republican, Representative John Doolittle of California, also Republican, Conrad Burns, Senator from Montana, a Republican, Byron Dorgan, Senator from North Dakota, he's a Democrat, the only Democrat on the list. All these people got money from Jack Abramoff.
That's right. They all got money, and they then took actions that looked suspicious when they got that money. Other lawmakers who haven't really been under scrutiny nevertheless got money from Abramoff, and some of them are giving it back. Speaker Denny Hastert, the House Speaker, has given the money to charity. President Bush's reelection campaign has returned $6,000. In Washington right now, if you've got any Abramoff money, you're finding a way to get rid of it.
I was fascinated to see in your list the names of not office holders, but political activists. Grover Norquist, who's been a guest on this program. Ralph Reed, the former head of the Christian Coalition, who's now running for lieutenant governor of Georgia. What have they got to do with this? What's their role here?
Well, they each have different roles. Norquist received a lot of money from the same clients that Abramoff had. It starts to get complicated very quickly. Norquist then gave money to a group that was working in grassroots activities to stop gambling. Well, Abramoff represented gambling interests, and he was using those grassroots groups to stop gambling of one group so that his gambling group could come in. Norquist has been looked at by both the Senate investigators and apparently by the Justice Department investigators. He hasn't been called, so he may be in the clear. Ralph Reed is in a different and more difficult fix than Grover Norquist because he's running for office. And what happened with Ralph Reed is he ran some of these anti-gambling grassroots programs. He was the former executive director of the Christian Coalition. He has ties in that social conservative movement, and he pushed for these anti-gambling grassroots activities on Abramoff's behalf, but it turns out Reed was doing it to create a clear path for those other gambling interests. Reed says he didn't know he was working on behalf of gambling interests, but there are some emails out there that he sent that suggest maybe he did know.
John, did this come as a surprise to you?
Well, yes and no. We know this kind of backroom dealing goes on, and we write about it, and sometimes the public just yawns. But you just kind of have to shake your head at the absolutely brazen, cynical nature of what they were up to.
Analysis and opinion from John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, thank you.
Thank you.